Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's The Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It is now time for The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang. Well, Ryan, it looks like a strong earnings season for the three local banks. We saw UOB and OCBC release the results yesterday. And this morning, DBS released their report card.
That's right. So we are seeing pretty much an echo of what we saw from UOB and OCBC yesterday. Rather strong results, lower provisions, and just stronger growth momentum. And that helped DBS post a 37% jump in second quarter net profit to $1.7 billion. So that is a quarterly record. And that beat the consensus forecast of $1.54 billion. So like UOB and OCBC, we are also seeing DBS hiking its dividend to pre-pandemic levels. And of course, all this in the wake of the MAS lifting those restrictions on payouts. To get the bigger picture and to help us break down the numbers, we've got Terence Chua. He is the Senior Research Analyst for Phillip Securities Research. Morning, Terence. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Ryan. Great. Thanks. How about you?
I'm doing great as well. Terence, thanks for helping me to break down the numbers. Let's run through the overview of these results first. They say save the best for last. Is this what we're seeing here?
Yeah, that's what we're seeing here. Very robust set of results, Ryan. 2Q21 net profit worth $1.7 billion was 10% of our second quarter 21 forecast. And like what you alluded to, also above the consensus estimate, even though it was weak, the 2Q result was weaker on a quarter-on-quarter basis, but this was because of lower fee income, which is consistent across the banks, and also slightly lower GP write-back. But we do see loans growth being positive also, and the growth, like what DBS alluded to, was broad-based, which indicates a healthy economy. And this in light of Singapore being in phase 2 heightened alert, really is a testament to how strong the results were.
Okay, a couple of things to unpack here. So let's start with dividends first. And it's declaring 33 cents for the second quarter. That's higher than the 18 cents a year ago. Walk us through this dividend situation right now. How does it compare with the prior years, and where is it heading in terms of an outlook for the rest of the coming quarters?
Yeah, so the DBS, like the rest of the other two banks, like what you alluded to earlier, has resumed pre-pandemic dividend payout of a fixed dividend. And this is because of MAS lift of the quarterly dividend. So that's why you see them resuming pre-pandemic payouts. But in terms of the outlook, we see CET1 ratio now at 17.5% versus where they're typically comfortable at about 13.5% to 14.5%. So this really is a signal that there's more they can do in terms of dividend redistribution to shareholders. And tellingly, what they've done also is to suspend the scrip dividend that they actually implemented in 2020. Which is a signal that capital requirement is very comfortable for the banks at this stage. So we continue to have our base case view that what DBS would do is to either hike their quarterly dividend or actually distribute a one-off special dividend.
Yeah, and you mentioned loans growth was pretty strong as well, Terence. And that actually helped to offset those low interest rates that we've been seeing across the world. Walk us through how strong the loans growth is and where it came from.
Yep, so the loans growth was positive for 2Q21. We were a little bit cautious coming into 2Q because of phase 2 heightened alert that we have seen. So what we saw was loans growth coming in at 3%. And we understand that this was broad-based across the trade sectors and the non-trade sectors as well, particularly also in consumer loans, especially the housing segment, which lifted the overall loans growth for the quarter. What was a little bit disappointing, though, was that NIMs continued to come down. It was down 4 basis points in the second quarter from 1.49% to 1.45%, dragging down the overall net interest income.
Yeah, so if we project this or extrapolate this to coming quarters, will this still be sustainable? Because we are seeing the COVID-19 variant still causing trouble in some key market areas. What is the situation when we look at the growth momentum for DBS?
We expect the loans growth to be moderated. We are now still keeping our mid-single-digit loans growth for the year unchanged. We do expect specific provisions, SPs, to actually creep up a little. And we did see SPs creep up a little in the second quarter for DBS Group. Even though they did continue to do GP reversals for the second quarter at $85 million, and tellingly, they're the only bank to do it this quarter, which is a quarter-on-quarter GP reversal.
Okay, and if you look at the current prices where DBS is trading at, it's actually had a huge good run in the past few months. Year-to-date is up nearly 20%. Is this still attractive to get into DBS at this stage?
Yeah, we think so. It's clearly at the higher end of how it's typically traded, about 1.4 times book value. But DBS strong results, and also the some of the catalysts that we see for DBS in terms of loans growth and also growth in fee, double digit growth in fee income, and further GP reversal right back for the rest of 2021 means that we expect our results is currently under review, and our valuations are also currently under review. But we do expect that the results could see a potential upgrade following this strong beat in earnings.
Okay, DBS last trading at 30.58. Now, of course, it's been seeing a bit of a bounce in the past few days as well. So maybe some pricing in of the good news already. So something to watch out for as the day unfolds, how the prices for DBS's share price will react to the earnings. We've been chatting with Terence Chua. He is the Senior Research Analyst for Phillips Securities Research. Terence, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.